Welcome to the Elevate Podcast, everyone. It's so great to have you all on one more time. It's your boy Josh.
Dalton.
And we are here with Enrique Levy. And we have some great questions for him. He's a mortgage broker based out of Toronto. And those who have been following the real estate game and kind of even have your own businesses in real estate, things are just, it's a spicy time right now in real estate. And so we wanted to bring someone on who has had an incredible run-up. He's got an incredible following on TikTok and various social platforms, and we're going to get into all of the, how he kind of generated that buzz and how he's got in and into the mortgage broker game and what some tips he may give to help people get and secure homes that they're looking for. So before any further ado, Enrique, it's over to you. Well, give us a quick two minute intro of yourself.
Yeah. So, you know, for those of you who are listening who I haven't had the pleasure of meeting yet, my name is Enrique Levy, and I work with Dominion Lending Center's kind of mortgage group. You know, it was kind of something that I kind of fell into, the mortgage thing. It was actually by suggestion of my dad. And it actually kind of started because when I was bartending, I went into a bank and I wanted to get a mortgage. And the guy all but laughed me out of his office because he's like, oh, do you record any of your tips? No, who does that? It was like, oh, great. Well, then you can't get a mortgage. And, you know, I left there feeling kind of defeated. And, you know, my pride took a bit of a beating.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. Like it wasn't a good experience at all. And then years later, I found out that there's absolutely something I had to do. I just had to record my tips. And, you know, had he had given me the advice that I needed, I would have owned a home a lot sooner. Right. So, you know, fast forward, you know, my dad was talking about it. It just so happened that I already had the network in place. You know, I currently work with some of my best friends that I went to high school with who became realtors.
It's amazing.
It's been one ride, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, I'm starting to see this connection between, you know, athletics and realty as of late. So, because you grew up as a pretty significant football player, right?
Yeah. You know what? I think just in general, everybody needs to take care of their health. You know, because like you work at a much more optimal level when you are in shape, right? And it doesn't necessarily mean you have to have the washboard abs and, you know, be the biggest human being on the planet, but, you know, just the ability to keep up and, you know, function on a healthy level, I think is necessary. So, I mean, yeah, I think a lot of people in our industry have kind of made that direct correlation as well and kind of committed their life to health.
For sure. Oh, we love that. We love that little shout out to health. Actually, Enrique, could you actually, would it be possible to kind of turn your phone into landscape? We also do a video podcast. So it's good for you. Perfect. Awesome. I know we're used to the TikTok life, you know. but yeah, like speaking of TikTok, you've grown close to 16,000 followers on TikTok at this point as a mortgage broker.
Yeah.
What the heck? How did you pull that off?
That was by accident. It really, you know, I basically was working. So the last brokers that I was working with, they give us a lot of materials to put out there for marketing. And to me, it just looked like, I don't want to say garbage, but it just didn't even resonate with me. And I know the industry. And I find that I get a lot of people asking me really good questions that nobody's answering. They don't know how to Google it because they don't know how to ask the right question, right? Mm. So they often find themselves into a dead end. And my aunt and one of my buddies had actually suggested, he's like, you know, like you're pretty good at talking, you know, you're a pretty confident guy, get on TikTok, you know, it's picking up, a lot of people are starting to pay more attention to it, so, you know, now would be a good time to get on there. So I said, okay, sure, why not? And my whole purpose, and still my whole purpose, was to give information that you just can't find on your own, right? It's just free information, but, you know, if I get business out of it, great, and if I don't, great. But it's free information, it's out there, it's for everybody to hear and hopefully resonate with, and at least, you know, give them a clear path as to where to go next.
Perfect. And like, have you like gotten business out of TikTok? Have you got a significant amount of business out of TikTok?
Yes. Yes. And sometimes it's actually hard to keep up with the emails because it gets flooded. And, you know, there's a direct correlation, like certain videos I'll put out and then all of a sudden I'll just get blasted with emails based on that. Right. Mm. And, you know, that in itself was mind blowing to me, because, you know, I'm used to paying for all my ads and paying for all my marketing, and here I am and I'm just talking on camera for 60 seconds at a time and leads are coming in. So, you know, it's been awesome. I don't know if anybody that works for TikTok is hearing this, but thank you. I really do appreciate your platform. But yeah, no, it's been really good. You know, I didn't think that it would grow like this, you know, I've been using Instagram since 2014. Till this day, I think I have a total of like 750 followers or something around that mark. Right. So, you know, that's what I'm used to. And then all of a sudden I put out my first video, got almost 13,000 views. So it's just like, whoa, right. Yeah. Hey, that's nuts.
Wow. I'm not used to this. Yeah. Do you even bother with regular, like traditional ads anymore? Or are you just all in on content creation?
Yeah. I'm actually, just before we got on, you know, I was actually in the process of working with the guy that does my marketing. He's actually my uncle. Oh. But he owns a marketing firm called JavaLogix. And so far, I don't think I've met a person that does a better job. And he and I have been working for over the past, you know, week or so to get some new ads out. This will be the first ads that I'm putting out for the year, mind you. Because like, I'm now, you know, I've got my systems in place and I've now comfortable with taking on more capacity. My goal is to grow the crap out of my business so that I don't have to actually be in the business anymore. I can deal with more of like FaceTime with clients and kind of move on to other endeavors.
Right.
Yeah.
Dude. Yeah, that's been the beauty of TikTok. It's really kind of a nice organic engine at this point. And that seems like you really got in before, you know, it's before the moment where it starts becoming just about paid advertising.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. And you cracked the code, man. I don't know what it is you did, but you did it. So.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what I did either. I don't even know how to teach what I do.
Right. Well, we can put a first thing in. Like I've gone through your page multiple times. It's consistency is crucial.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. I think the algorithm craves that. Mm-hmm. Right. But outside of consistency, you know, mortgages are boring. Like, it's a pretty boring subject.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's not like you're talking about sports cars, right? Or even just sports in general, or like it's something that the masses are really into. You know, we're talking about finance, and frankly, most people aren't that interested in it, right?
Yeah.
But just the ability to share the information, like just that in itself, that ability to share information that people have a hard time Googling on their own, I think, you know, that's what it is that's really been resonating with people.
Sure. Absolutely. I'm curious, how do you find time to set, like, do you set it, you must block off time for content creation amongst your day, like as part of your schedule, because you know, with an up and coming business with clients everywhere, where do you find the time?
I tried the blocking off the time, and you know, it doesn't always work out, because like I have leads right in front of me that say, hey, like I need your attention. And sometimes I get people that are coming and it's just like, hey, the last broker really screwed this up and I've got 3 weeks to close. Can you get it done?
Right.
All right, here we go.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's not always easy. You like, there's times where I'm up at like 12 o'clock at night, making TikToks, you know? And it's easier to do when you're getting the results that I've been getting, to just kind of force yourself to come up with it. Yeah. And, you know, it's got like the filming process itself has gotten easier. Like, I remember my first video, it took me like what felt like forever to record because there's just so many mistakes, right? And then when, you know, about a month into it, then I started to be able to bang them out in a good couple of minutes. And it's all stuff that it's in my head, right? Like, I get asked a really good question, even in a meeting that day. And you know what? That's a question that I think a lot of people may have. So let me throw that out there. So, it's not like I have to write a script or anything.
Right.
It's just, it's already in my head. Mm-hmm. So I just throw it out there and here you go. And then move on. So yeah, like it creating the time, it's really tough. It's getting tougher, but you know, it's sometimes you just like, I'm sitting in my truck, I'm coming from the gym, wherever the case may be, you know, I'm waiting for my wife to come out of the bank. I don't know. Then I was just like, let me just record something quickly and get that taken care of.
Yeah, because I mean, I think I love about the videos too, and what's is the fact there isn't like a huge production value on it. Mm. You're just getting information.
Yeah, it's just information.
Which is fine. Like you just said, like, and like, I hear this from a lot of different people who've done well on these platforms, is just flip the camera on yourself and talk and see what happens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Somebody told me, now granted, this is after I started, but they were like, oh man, like this is really good that like you're in a ball cap and a hoodie. And I'm just like, really? I was kind of insecure about it at first because like I'm used to like showing up in business attire, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And they're just like, no, but that's really intimidating to people. You know, like people really see that and they're just like, you know, like it's, I don't quite know how to put my thumb on it. And, you know, she didn't at the time when she was explaining it to me either, but like, you know, it's just people find that intimidating, right? Whereas if you got this guy, he's just got a ball cap on and, you know, a t-shirt, hoodie, whatever, and he's just talking, you know, it almost feels like you're in their living room,
yeah. Right?
And I think a lot of people these days kind of crave that connection.
Totally.
Yeah. So, I mean, it kind of worked in my favor. I just did it just to get it out of the way. And now I'm just like, oh, okay, this is like, I get to be comfortable. Why not?
Yeah, I'm trying to wear joggers. So this just worked out well.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's kind of the beauty of working from home, too, because, like right now I'm sitting in my office, but, like, this is the first time in a while that I put on business attire. I'm normally in shorts and a tank top with, you know, maybe my cap on if I didn't brush my hair.
Yeah, I feel that.
That's amazing. And so how long have you been in this game for now? Like, how long has it been?
4 years? About 4 years.
Wow. Nice.
Yeah.
And like, what was like, what year, what point was the turning point for you? Like, you know, I know when you first kind of start out a business, it's kind of just like, it's a daily slog, right? But then eventually it turns.
Believe it or not, last year was the turning point. It is a beast of a business to get started because you have no experience. Nobody knows who you are. Realtors certainly don't want to talk to you because their whole thing is, are you going to screw up my deal?
Yeah.
You know, like mortgages aren't easy, you know, like they're not easy and it takes a lot of attention to detail. It takes a lot of experience. Right. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it really took me, sorry, I just got a text that came in. It really took me, you know, spending a lot more time with my mentor / my principal broker and picking his brain and learning from him and utilizing the resources around me, but also going the extra mile. You know, like we often hear successful business people saying that, you know, you got to be willing to do the things that all the average people aren't willing to do, right? And that's what's going to set you aside. Mm-hmm. And I eventually took it to heart and I went and did some door knocking and, you know, like hanging out my flyers and stuff and, you know, trying to get on front of as many eyes as possible and showing up to realtors' offices when we were able to do that. Now we're starting to be able to do that again, but just like literally showing up, it's like, hey man, give me your business. I'm really good at what I do.
Yeah.
And, you know, bit by bit, it started picking up incrementally. I started learning a lot more, you know, I started listening to a lot more podcasts and stuff to kind of just help keep my brain sharp and just really refining my craft. And once I took it to that level, that's when I started seeing the return on my investment, right? Like all that sweat equity, all the late nights, all of that really started paying off. So, I mean, yeah, like it was really last year where it really started to pick up.
Nice. And what's been been like a podcast that's really stuck out to you and really helped you?
Well, in the mortgage realm, there is a I Love Mortgage Brokering by Scott Peckford.
Yeah.
That is, I've played that podcast over and over again. And like, he's always putting out new episodes and stuff. And then funny enough, I actually won the opportunity to work with him closely to help take on some of the systems of the pros and see what it was that they were doing to kind of help better my business. So funny, I started off listening to the show and then I ended up on the show.
Wow.
Nice. Yeah. So like kind of crazy how things work out, but you know, it that has been a tremendous help to my business. Scott Peckford, for any mortgage professionals out there that are listening to this, you know, go hit up Scott Peckford. Absolutely worth the time. But yeah, outside of that, it's a lot of like books. Like I've been listening to Audible books often, you know, like Rich Dad, Poor Dad. There's a book called Built to Sell. that I read recently. I can't remember the author, but the whole premise of the book is actually just teaching people the difference of being a self-employed individual versus a business owner, right? And building your business in a way that eventually you can step out of it, it'll still run, and you can either sell it or you can move on to other endeavors. Either which way, your business will run with or without your presence, right? So, I mean, you know, earlier in the conversation, I kind of alluded to that because that's kind of where, like, what my goals are with this business. Because, you know, I've got my sights set on other investments, not just here in Canada, but like in other parts of the world as well. And, you know, it's nice that I can take mortgage with me. As long as I have internet, I can work. But it'd also be nice to be able to, you know, use some of my attention span towards the stuff that's directly in front of me as well.
Right.
Yeah.
100%. So what are those other investments, if you can divulge?
I mean, for the most part, it's real estate. It's these days is what I know best, right? Yep. I think one of the issues that a lot of Canadians are facing, and it's no secret, we all know, it's just affordability. It's not here anymore. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. A lot of people don't protect their credit in the way that they should, or they don't know how to protect their credit in the way that they should.
Yep.
They no longer qualify for default insurance. So what's the alternative? Now you have to put down 20%. Yep. Where are you going to come up with $200,000? Right. You know what I mean? Because back in the day when somebody made $80,000, you looked at them as like, wow, you're doing really well for yourself. Now you're making $80,000 and it doesn't mean much.
Yeah.
You know, or at least here in Southern Ontario.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And in a good chunk of the rest of the country. So, you know, I talk about it, you know, periodically on my page. I talk about it where maybe it's time to look elsewhere and see other markets that might be performing well, or, you know, markets that you will cash flow well and start there and let that build up and, you know, use that equity to buy some more over there and then eventually bring that money over here. Right.
Yeah.
And, you know, I have one of my best friends, we're actually looking in Africa. We're looking in Africa. We're looking in some parts of Europe. We're looking in parts of the US. We're looking in other parts of Canada. So we're doing so much research. It is crazy. Because he and I both, we work just as many crazy hours as each other. And, you know, it'd be 1 o'clock in the morning. Hey, are you up? Yeah. Okay. Let's get on the Zoom. Share your screen with me. I want to show you something.
Right. All right.
And we're just plodding away. And, you know, I think for a lot of young Canadians to get ahead, that's now the mentality that needs to be taken on to do so. But, you know, it's something that I'm looking forward to, and it's travel. It's an excuse to travel.
Travel.
Right? So, you know, I can, after the last two years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. You know, so mm-hmm. I'm kind of looking forward to just loading my family up on a plane and say, hey, we're going to go over here for 2 weeks. And some of it's going to be for fun, but some of it, daddy's got to work. So that's how we're paying for this trip.
That's the deal.
Yeah.
That's pretty sweet, though. And the fact that you've kind of had that foreknowledge really start going worldwide, Mr. Worldwide, you know, checking out these little places. I think is crazy because I know what you just alluded to. Kind of you advising people to look elsewhere, because I remember watching that video of yours, and it's a tough truth, for being honest. Like everyone wants, you know, I wish there was a $200,000 home in downtown Toronto that I could live in. That'd be amazing. But as you said, it just doesn't exist anymore. You know, we're experiencing the same thing out here in Halifax, where, you know, 4 years ago, I just bought my house for $174,000.
What a beauty.
I know, right? That doesn't exist here anymore either. You know, yeah. And that was like one of the last affordable metropolises here in the country. Yeah. And now it's like affordability is out the window in this country. I get you. And people needing to get creative to kind of go from point A to point B to point C. It wasn't as easy as it was for our folks, you know, but it's time to get creative. Unfortunately, it's a sucky thing to have to realize, but it's the world we live in now, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I find a lot of blowback that comes with that conversation too, because, you know, people are like, oh, well, why should I have to leave my home? It's like, whoa, 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 whoa. Nobody said you had to go anywhere. right? Stay, if you're comfortable where you are, then rent, stay where you are.
Yeah.
If that's what you can afford, stay where you are. But take some of that savings and invest it somewhere else, right? Once again, you're gonna, it's a free excuse to travel, but it also accomplishes the same goal, just with a different path, right?
Yeah.
And I think that specifically is the point of the point that a lot of people miss, is that, you know, it's not a linear path anymore.
Right.
You know, no. 10, 15, 20 years ago, it was, but I don't see that coming back here.
Yeah.
You know, I don't see that ever happening again. So, you know, now we got to take an alternative path.
Yeah. You need creativity.
Yeah.
Anytime. Yeah.
I was talking to the crew here before we got on today, because there was one comment I saw on one of your videos, and it was a comment that I genuinely felt bad about, but I was also found really funny, which is someone said, "Hey, I got $500,000 as my budget. What can that get me in Toronto?" And you responded with, probably Barry.
I find those sad and funny at the same time, dude. And, you know, if any of my followers watching, please don't hear this as me making fun of anybody. Mm. But, like, you know, there's humor through truth, there's humor through darkness, right?
Yeah.
And it's just, you know, 500,000 doesn't even buy you a one bedroom anymore in Toronto. Wow. It does.
It's crazy.
Isn't that nuts? That's nuts. I remember when I was a kid, I grew up in Brampton, right? So, like, I remember when I was a kid riding my bike around Brampton, I'm looking at houses like, yo, that house is 500 grand. And it was massive.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's like a good, like, 3,000-4,000 square foot house. It had, like, this big plot of land around it. It had, like, beautiful, you know, landscaping and everything. And that was half a mil. And now half a mil doesn't even buy you a box in the sky.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just like, holy crap, you know, like, that is madness, but it's the reality that we live in, right? Yeah. So it's just like, you can sit in sorrow and, you know, self-pity, or you can fix your situation, right? Yeah. You can't fix what's happening with macroeconomics, right?
Yeah.
Not by yourself, at least, but you can certainly fix your situation to kind of adapt, right? So it's, you know, I do feel bad for people that have those comments. And, you know, a lot of it just comes through their ignorance in what's happening, because they don't know, you know. Yeah. If you're not in my shoes, you're not going to know what I know, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. I mean, and I think you make a great point there. I think the fact that you kind of have to, especially in your position, you have to kind of exercise empathy with a lot of people, because, and that's what I think has allowed your TikTok following to grow, is because you're able to exercise that and just level off and give very real answers of what's going on. I think has like allowed you to have that success and recognizing that gap in the market.
So bit by bit, you know, I have a lot of conversations with a lot of cool people. And bit by bit, there are people that are trying to better the situation for the masses. Mm-hmm. And the solutions might not be what everybody wants, but it still helps.
Right.
And it is coming. Mm-hmm. Right. So, you know, to the listeners, you know, just know that people are working on it tirelessly. People are working on it. And, you know, help is coming, you know, it will help ease the situation, but in that same breath, you know, don't rely on that as a complete crutch, you know, because you still have to forge your path.
Yeah,
absolutely. And I mean, right now, I mean, especially in Halifax, we're living, I mean, quite literally today, an affordability and rent control crisis in the city. What, in your opinion, is the key to fixing affordability? Because there's a lot of sides and a lot of angles that people take, and people have a lot of hot takes on what might fix it and what might not. So what's your approach on affordability? Renting or owning?
That is a really tough one. Because there's so many factors that I think are beyond our personal control.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, it's just like the government it largely has responsibility for that, right?
Largely.
And yeah, like, it's
largely. You know,
I think it just comes back to just set the plan, stick to the plan, execute the plan, right?
Straight up.
Open up your mind to things that you may not have thought about, right? Start listening to other podcasts. Start listening to how other people think. Start looking for information. And just when you think you found a dead end, keep pounding. You know what I mean? Keep looking because the answers are there. It's what I know now. I didn't even think it was possible. Yeah, man. Like, it's just like, I didn't even think it was possible. Like, it's just like the thought never even crossed my mind. And it's just like, now I'm looking at it. It's like, I literally could have started this when I was 18 years old. I would have been balling out of control right now if I did.
Yeah, you know? Right. Yeah, hindsight is 2020.
Like, it's like I wouldn't have even had a need to go to college. And it's not to get into the whole like, oh, is college necessary? I definitely think college has its place. But you know, it wouldn't have even mattered whether I went to college or not. It wouldn't have even mattered. Like, if I just done what I know now, easily could have been a billionaire.
True.
But yeah, but just figure it out. You know. Say again.
Just figure it out, man.
Yeah. Just figure it out. Like, I mean, you know, we can't control everything that's happening around us, but we can control how we adapt. Right. Totally. Yep. So if you don't like the situation that you're in, do something.
Yeah.
Straight up, sink or swim. Yeah.
We love it.
Yeah.
We're swimming. Yeah. So like going back to kind of more of the social media stuff, what's like the in your mind, can you remember, what's the craziest thing someone sent to you online?
Oh gosh.
I don't know if I've gotten anything crazy. I've been propositioned.
Oh.
Yeah. And it's just like, whoa. Happily taken. I have kids. I'm a family man. She's also a Canadian national champion. I'm not trying to die, are you?
Fair play. Oh, gosh.
Yeah. Yeah. But, you know, I can't say anything crazy have happened. I've had some people really try to pick fights with me because they're so, like, stuck on their point.
Yeah.
And you know what? I welcome it because I'm not going to retaliate the way that you're coming at me.
Right? Yeah.
It's just like, I'm not... Because and I get it, like, to, you know, to show some empathy here, it's like, I understand that this is frustrating.
Yes.
Right? Like, you keep trying to move forward, and then all of a sudden it just feels like you're getting chopped out at the knees, right? So, like, I get it. But, you know, every so often I come across that one person that thinks they know more than the professional. Like, it's not like I do this for a living. and they tell me, it's like, I posted something on Windsor in terms of... kind of what we're talking about, looking elsewhere to invest your money.
Yeah.
The people of Windsor just chewed me up, man.
Don't use our backyard as an investment ground.
Yeah, they're just like, oh, you people from Toronto keep raising up the prices and affordability is out the window. And it's just like, whoa. Like, somebody asked me a question. I answered the question.
Go to Detroit.
And I ended up taking down the post because I was like, you know what, man? Like, yeah, like, it's just like, and that was actually one of my better performing posts. Like, that thing got like 100,000+ views.
Oh.
Yeah, it was one of my better performing posts. And dang. I just, because I was getting tired of emails and phone calls that I was getting from people, just like, stop sending people out here. I was just like, you know what?
Wow.
Okay.
Like, I'm not the realtor. Right. I'm just giving advice.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just like, somebody asked me a question, I answer the question. That's what I do, right? That's very much so a part of my job description.
Yeah, that's your like social media brand.
Yeah, yeah, and that's crazy. You know, Windsor didn't like that too much, so I just got out of respect for them. If it's not me, it's someone else. But
yeah.
You know,
yeah,
yeah. I mean, something similar actually happened out here, where like people who are originally from Nova Scotia are like really mad that people from Toronto are moving out here. Because they're raising the prices like crazy.
Foreign money.
Happening everywhere. Yeah. All over Canada right now. Mm-hmm. Toronto is the hot topic. Same thing with Calgary. Calgary is still pretty affordable. You know, I was actually looking, you can still get townhouses in Calgary for, I think it's like $250,000. Brand new. Needs nothing. Mm-hmm. You might not get a finished basement, but, you know, that's something you can do over time with equity.
Yeah.
You know, it's got a population of about 1.6 million people. There's gainful employment there. There's still a fairly high unemployment rate there,
yeah.
But ultimately, you know, you can live a good life. Mm-hmm. And I had brought up the idea to one of my buddies, like, hey, man, we should go invest in Calgary. Not on social media, not over the internet, nothing. And there just so happened to be somebody standing within 2 feet of us. They're like, no, you guys need to stay out of Calgary. He's like, what are the odds?
Well, then you should start buying stuff in Calgary.
Oh, man. It's, like, it's crazy, but yeah.
Yeah.
All over. If it's not Torontonians, anyone from Vancouver, because, you know, they're having the same crisis over there. Yeah. In fact, it's more expensive in Vancouver than it is in Toronto.
Yeah. No, it's a very wild time. Because I remember, you know, I first moved out here about 10 years ago now. And that's when I started seeing the prices. I was like, bro, we can buy a house for like $100,000. What the heck? Yeah. You know, coming from Toronto, where, again, like, things were getting spicy back then. And I just, like, I'm like, as soon as I can, I'm buying a place here. I do not care. And I'd be telling my friends that, like, you guys got to buy a place. This is the best time. It's like, oh, I don't have the money yet. I was like, just
find the money.
You have no idea what's coming your way. You have no idea what's coming. Trust me. And then what happened during the pandemic? Yep. All the money from Toronto came. And then now they're seeing prices they never fathomed what they would see in their lifetime here. And I was like, I told you, you idiot. Yeah.
That could have been your equity.
Yeah, straight up.
Literally. Oh, man, like, I've got family members that, even just in Brampton, that's just like, hey, man, you guys have been lifetime renters. You have a good amount of savings. Buy this house right here. I've already done the analysis on it. It's a good buy. Your equity will go up. So one house in particular, this was to my aunt and my uncle. I said, buy this house. At the time, it was $330,000. 5 years ago, right? Today, $970,000.
Whoa. Yeah.
Ooh, and, you know, I didn't rub it in. I didn't say I told you so. But
just come to me for your HELOC.
Yeah, they didn't buy it. They decided no. Yeah, they didn't buy it.
Oh, they didn't do it.
Yeah, they stayed out of it. And it's just like, because, like, it was some really stupid excuse. And it's just like, hey, man, what do I know? Wow. And here we are, and the house is worth it. Just sold again. Funny enough, I did a mortgage two houses down from that house. So when I was pulling
up, we apologize, everyone, for the audio issues,
so on and so forth. So as I was looking up that house, that house that I suggested came up and as a comparable. I was like, oh, that house just sold. For how much? Three and change to nine and change. That was a mistake they probably won't make again.
Yeah.
Dang.
Dude, that's crazy, man. Oh, yeah. I hate seeing that happen to people. Hurts.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's a level of risk that, you know, we all have to take at some point to get ahead.
Yep. It's a game of risk. That's the only, like, those, that's the difference between those who've done very well and those who haven't. And there's this level of risk you're willing to take in most cases, of course.
Yes.
But yeah, dude, that's some wild stuff, man. And, you've said you see yourself kind of moving on a little bit and doing other things. How long do you think you'll be, you know, doing brokering for?
I mean, I'm loving it. I'm having fun, despite the fact that I don't sleep as much as I used to.
Right.
I don't know. I don't have an end game where mortgages are concerned. Mm-hmm. You know, my whole goal at this point is just to diversify my money and have it so that, you know, I can buy cool things like cool cars and motorcycles and stuff, and I'm not actually paying for it. My assets are paying for it.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
So, you know, that's kind of where my head's at right now. You know, today I'm 32. So ask me again when I'm in my 40s and maybe I'll have a different answer for you.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Way to be, man. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for joining us today. It really does mean a lot that you took the time out. Yeah, awesome. No problem. You were a great interview and everyone learned a lot, and we lost the internet connection. That's perfect timing, actually.
No.
Oh, you're here. No, he's here. He's here.
I can hear you. You guys couldn't see me.
Fair enough. He went John Cena on. No, it really does mean a lot that you're able to come on and you've, you know, diverted a lot of knowledge in terms of you know, how you've grown your business, as well as, you know, dealing with the craziness that's happening in Toronto.
Yeah. At the same where you're going to take it.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Awesome, guys. Appreciate you having me. It's been fun, man.
Good. I'm glad. We have to have you on again at some point. It'd be great. Maybe if you have an investment in Halifax, and we'll have you on live. Anyways, there you go. But yeah, have a good one, dude. Thanks for coming on.
Cheers.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Woo! Dude, that was good. That was awesome information.
Yes. I loved kind of getting into more of the business side of what he's been doing and how he grew that thing.
Dude, big time. I mean, especially where it's like, I mean, that's my life. Mm-hmm. At the moment, right, is real estate. So to hear from someone in Toronto talk about it, that was great.
Yeah.
Big time.
Especially, like, I was obviously kind of slanting towards to how he even, like, grew his business the way he did. And, like, you know, it's just as easy. It's just flipping the camera on yourself and talking, y'all.
I actually made a TikTok for Parker Realty Group the other night.
Oh, I'm proud of you. Because
I was like, I want to start. It's hard. I haven't found the gumption yet, but I want to start.
Yeah, the gumption's crucial, man.
It is.
Absolutely.
It's like, so I got to try and find it, but first step.
Hey, how'd you feel that went, Mac?
It was good.
Halo.
Yeah.
A woman of many years. Of many words.
Many years? There we go. No, I thought it was good.
Doesn't have many years, though. No.
Yeah.
Good stuff. No, we're happy.
We love it.
We're here.
We love to see it.
Well, whatever it is you're doing, whether you're being...
What?
Sorry. Whether you're driving home.
Or speaking with a mortgage broker.
Or buying real estate in Toronto.
Whatever it is you're doing.
Wherever you are.
We love you.
And we're out.
Peace.